你好，
Wherever people gather, in cities or at malls or at squares, there are performers.
当人们在不管是在城市的任何一个角落，是在集市还是在街道，你都会看到有一些街上的卖艺的人。
Men and women who are dressed as statues or magicians or jugglers or musicians.
有一些是这个变戏法的，有一些是就是耍把戏卖艺的，甚至有一些把自己扮成一个塑像。
People stop, they enjoy the show.
人们有的时候就会停下来，来欣赏他们的表演。
And then the performer takes out his hat.
然后呢，他表演完了以后，这些卖艺的人呢，就会把他的帽子拿出来，来索取一些钱财。
Sometimes they pass it through the crowd, or other times just put it in front of them.
有的时候他们是拿着这个穿过人群来索要，有的时候他们就把这个收钱的东西就放在他的前面。
They ask, if I've entertained you, crowd, will you share something with me?
他就会问大家说，我已经为你们表演了，你们愿意分享一些什么吗？
But that's when a lot of people leave.
当他在索要的时候，一般也就是人们散开的时候。
They don't look at the performer anymore.
他这个时候就不再看表演者了。
They enjoy the show, but they don't want to pay the price.
他们很欣赏这个表演，但是他不想付任何代价。
In Mark chapter 9,We begin to see Jesus talk about the price of following him.
在马可的第九章，耶稣基督在他的教导中告诉我们跟随他的代价。
And Jesus is not a street performer, but there still is a cost to following him.
我们说耶稣基督当然不是街上卖艺的人，但是跟随耶稣基督是有代价的。
There is a cost to being a part of the kingdom of God.
你要想成为神国的天国的一个分子的话，也是要付出代价的。
And at this point in the Gospel of Mark, the crowd start to leave as they hear the cost.
那当我们来到马可福音的第九章，我们注意到众人们因着耶稣基督的教导开始离散。
And the disciples are confused.
他的门徒们觉得非常的迷惑。
And it's in the midst of that discussion and that confusion we get to Mark chapter 9.
所以就在门徒们的议论和困惑中，我们来到第九章中耶稣的教导。
Where Jesus says the kingdom of God is not like the kingdom of man.
这里耶稣基督告诉我们说，天国与我们地上的国是不同的。
Greatness is measured differently.
什么是伟大？什么为大？是用不同的方法来测量的。
Service is focused differently.
那服事的关注点也不同了。
And sacrifice is made differently.
献祭也是通过不同的方式来完成的。
Where the world looks to conquer so they can be served, the kingdom of God looks to serve.
当我们说在地上的国，人们是通过征服去获得权力的话，我们在天国是通过服事。
The kingdom of the world says the strong are to be served.
我们在属地的国里面，我们说谁强大，谁就被其他的人所服事。
But the kingdom of God says the weak are to be served.
那在天国里面，那些软弱的人才是被服侍的人。
And as the people around Jesus started to hear these words and walk away,
当这些人听到耶稣的教导并且要散开的时候，
we must see them as a challenge to us as well.
我们必须来问，我们是不是也在面临这样一个挑战？
Am I willing to be great in the kingdom of God?
我们是不是希望在天国里面伟大。
So what is greatness?
那什么是伟大呢？什么是伟大呢？
We're going to start a little earlier in the book of Mark, in verse 30.
我们要回到马可福音前面的一些经文，从30节开始。
Jesus and his disciples, in verse 30, it says, they left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were.Because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him. And after that, after 3 days, he will rise. But they, the disciples, did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it.
在马可福音的九章三十节，他们离开那地方，经过加利利。耶稣不愿意人知道，于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他。被杀以后，过三天他要复活，门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。
Jesus speaks about his death and resurrection.
耶稣在这里讲到他的死与他的复活。
A very different behavior for a king and a leader.
看起来一个非常奇怪的行为，作为一个王和作为一个领袖。
Verse 33 continues.
33节继续。
They came to Capernaum, where he was in the house. He asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they'd argued about who was the greatest. And sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all."
那33节是他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来说，若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。
Jesus knew what they were discussing.
耶稣知道门徒们在讨论些什么。
But like a child, they denied talking about anything.
但是就像一个 小孩子 他们否认他们一直在争论一些事情。
So Jesus is about to teach what it means to be great.
所以耶稣基督在这里面要利用这样一个机会来教他们什么为大。
Verse 36 and 37.
第九章的36、37节。
He took a little child whom he placed among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me."
于是领过一个小孩子来，叫他站在门徒中间，又抱起他来，对他们说，凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我；凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。
In our society, children can become the center of their parents' lives.
在我们今天的社会，孩子往往成为我们家长生活中的一个中心。
We drive them to school and to music lessons and to soccer practice.
我们每天开车送他们去学校，送他们去踢球，送他们去上音乐课。
But in the first century, children were powerless. They were needy. They took from the family.
在第一世纪的时候，我们说孩子还不是中心，他们是往往是弱者，是那些有很多需要的。
So think about why the disciples are confused.
我们一起来思考一下，为什么门徒们在这边要迷惑了。
Kings don't conquer by dying.
我们说在那个时代，王们不是靠牺牲自己去征服世界。
They don't establish their kingdom by being killed on the cross.
他从来不是去建立一个王国王朝，通过把自己钉死在十字架上。
The kingdom of the world says that when you win, you get reward, not sacrifice.
在这个地上的国是你需要征服来获得东西。
Most of the time, we live in that system.
很多的时候，我们就生活在这样一个系统里面。
We're told go to school, get a degree, find a nice place to live, get married.Have 2.5 children, get a 75-inch flat-screen TV.
我们经常会被教导说，去个好学校，好好读书，然后获得一个好的这个学位，然后就找一个好工作，结婚，然后生孩子，两三个孩子，并且在你家里有一个75寸的平板电视。
Save money, retire, travel, play golf, whatever.
然后尽量的省钱，然后呢？退了休以后能去旅游，打高尔夫球，等等等等。
Work hard and you'll never need anything from anyone.
你就觉得说你只要得到你要的东西就好了，你不需要任何人。
There's the famous expression, he who dies with the most toys wins.
那我们美国人有一种非常有名的说法，就是说他有最多玩具那个人他才能是赢者。
But Jesus is teaching about something radically different.
耶稣在这里教导我们一些彻底不同的道理。
And once again, God's truth is so big, it's hard for us to understand.
那神在这里面想向我们显现的真理，是我们的能力所不能简单的就理解的。
To be great, you have to be last, to serve and to sacrifice.
你想伟大的话，你就先为末。
Don't expect the famous and the powerful to come to dinner at your house.
你不要期待那些非常有名的人，那些有权有势的人来到你们家里一起吃晚饭。
But expect the weak and the poor and the unimportant in society's eyes.
你们要期待说跟那些穷人、那些弱势的人在一起。
We understand why the disciples are confused.
所以我们这里可以看到，我们看到为什么门徒们开始迷惑。
Now we get to verse 38.
那我们就来到了九章的第三十八节。
And we're not sure what prompts John to speak.
我们不知道什么来激发约翰在这个时候要发言。
Maybe it was just the awkwardness of the moment.
也可能就是在那个时候的那这样尴尬的这样一个时刻。
Maybe he just wanted to change the subject.
或者是他想换一个话题。
Verse 38.
我们来到三十八节。
Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told them to stop, because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea.
耶稣对约翰对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。耶稣说，不要禁止他，因为没有人奉我名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。凡因你们是属基督的，给你们一杯水喝的，我实在告诉你们，他不能不得奖赏赐。凡是我信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这个人的颈项上，扔在海里。
In verse 28, the disciples had been trying to cast out a demon.
在三十八节，这些门徒们试图讲到一个人试图要去赶鬼。
But they weren't successful.
在前面的二十八节讲到门徒们去赶鬼，但是他们没有成功。
So Jesus casts them out and then says, this kind of demon only comes out with much prayer.
耶稣把那个鬼赶出来，然后说要赶这种的鬼是需要祷告的。
And the disciples had experienced this before where other people might be able to cast out demons that they couldn't.
所以门徒们在那儿经历了说他们在赶鬼的时候无法赶走的这样一个过程。
But look at their concern in verse 38.
那看到我们来到三十八节的时候，他们所关注的、所担心的是什么呢
？They tried to stop the man because, quote, he was not following us.
因为他们想禁止一个人赶鬼，因为他不是我们中的一员，或者他不跟从我们。
You can sense their pride.
你可以看到门徒们的骄傲。
This man who was casting out demons was likely a disciple of John the Baptist.
这个在赶鬼的人应该是施洗约翰的一个门徒。
But he would not listen to the disciples.
但是他并没有听从这些耶稣的门徒们。
And they saw themselves as important, as lieutenants in the kingdom of God.
那这些门徒们就把他们看成是在神国里服事的高官们。
They weren't concerned about service, they were concerned about an organizational chart.
他们并不是对服事的本身感兴趣，他们想到的是组织的本身。
And Jesus says, don't worry about it.
耶稣告诉他们不要担心。
My Father works in many ways.
我的父在他的工所做的工是采取不同的方式的。
Paul says the same things in Philippians 1 verses 17 and 18.
那保罗实际上在腓立比书的一章说过类似的。
Paul writes, the former preached Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached.And because of this, I rejoice.
那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论如何，基督究竟被传开了。为此，我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
The important thing, says Jesus, is doing the work of God, not the human instrument who does it.
那最重要的事情耶稣基督在做神的工，而不介于是人用什么样的工具手段。
It's not about getting credit; it's about serving others.
不是关于获得这个信誉，而是关于使别人得救。
And then he goes on to say, it's not even about the size of your ministry.
然后耶稣继续的往前说，这个并不是关属于你所施工的这样的规模。
We would think that casting out a demon is way more important than a cup of water.
我们常常会想说，有赶鬼的能力一定要大于去递一杯水这样的能力。
But Jesus says both serve, both refresh.
那耶稣基督告诉我们，这两种事都是服事中的，它都会更新。
I have a good friend who takes this passage of scripture very seriously.
我有个好朋友，对这句经文有非常认真的学习。
And while she has spoken around the world and led many people to Christ,
那她在世界的各地方来讲道，帮助很多人来信主。
Every time you come to her home, she gives you a cup of cool water to start.
任何时候当她来到你家的时候，她会先递给你一杯水。
Jesus says, "Don't worry about the size of your ministry."
耶稣说，不要关注你这个施工的规模。
Or the task that you've been given.
或者你被安排的这样的施工的任务。
Just be sure you're serving others.
就是确保你是在服侍他人。
Especially the weak ones, the little ones who have nowhere else to go.
特别是那些幼小的，特别是那些软弱的。
Is it okay to want to do great things for God? Sure.
当然你想为神来做大事是对的。
We'd like to be like Mother Teresa.
我们都想成为像修女特丽莎一样的人。
Or teach the world that doesn't know how to read.
或者我们想去帮助人们还不能阅读的人去学会怎么阅读。
Or get justice for child sex workers.
或者呢帮助那些通过在很小就卖身来工作的小孩子们来补回来正义。
But Jesus says all service for the kingdom is recognized by God.
但是耶稣基督这里告诉我们说，为天国所做的所有的服事都为父所知道。
It's all rewarded by God.
我们所做的一切都得神的奖赏。
It's not the size of the task, it's the heart of the server.
不光是服事的规模，而是服事者的心。
To serve is to humble oneself.
然后谦卑的来服事那些人。
Kneeling is the posture of greatness in the kingdom of God.
有的时候，跪下来反而是在天国里面伟大的一个姿态。
We understand why the disciples are confused.
所以我们现在可能理会为什么那些门徒们要迷惑了。
But Jesus isn't finished.
当然，耶稣基督并没有完成他的教导。
Verse
43. 43节。
If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off.It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life crippled than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched.
43节。倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。你缺了肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落到地狱，入那不灭的火里去。倘若你有一只脚叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。你瘸腿进入永生，强如有两只脚被丢在地狱。倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就去掉它。你只有一只眼进入神的国，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱里。在那里从是不死的，火是不灭的。
First, you might notice there are no verses 44 and 46.
首先大家要注意到说，实际上44节到46节没有真正的经文。
Early translations, like the King James Version, have a verse 44 and 46.
那在早期的这翻译版里面，特别是这个亲王本，那44节和46节是加进去的。
They insert verse 48.
他们把第48节加到第44和46节去。
But later translations, when they've had more earlier copies of manuscripts to look at, have removed those.
那后来当我们有更多的抄本的时候，我们注意到，因为没有那两节，所以我们把那两节又重新拿出来。
It doesn't affect the meaning of the passage.
当然，这个并不影响这个整段经文的含义。
And let's take a minute and look at the culture in which Jesus shared these words.
我们从另外一个文化的角度来一起看一下。耶稣基督在讲这段话的意思。
In first century Israel, or the entire Roman Empire, the disabled and the disfigured were looked down upon.
那在一世纪那个时候，在犹太的文化里面，甚至在罗马的统治下，有残障的人是被看不起的。
We know from other parts of Scripture that the Jews wondered if that person or if their parents had sinned.
我们从这个圣经里的其他的地方也知道，犹太人是视那些有残障的人为不洁或有罪的。
They saw disability as a punishment from God.
他们认为有残障的话是上帝的一个惩罚。
And while the Jews gave money to care for the disabled, they did it out of duty, not out of compassion.
当然，犹太人会帮助这些有残障的人，但是他们是完全出于责任，而不出于同情心。
The Romans, on the other hand, just saw weakness.
那罗马人呢，却更多的看到的是他们的软弱。
When a child was born in a Roman family, the mother or the servant would bring it to the father.
在罗马的这个王朝下面，当一个孩子出生的时候，他的妈妈或者佣人会把孩子带到神父面前来。
And for a lot of reasons, including being disabled, the father could wave the child away to be thrown into the trash or left on the side of the road.
如果出于是身体上的残缺或者其他的一些原因，那这个神父就可以决定说，这个孩子是没有权利再活下去，要被丢掉。
No one wanted an imperfect child or to be an imperfect adult.
所以没有那个时候没有人希望一个不完美的孩子。
But Jesus says it's better to be disabled or to be disfigured than to end up missing eternity.
但是耶稣基督这里告诉我们说，我们失掉了，我们带着一个完整进入永生，还不如我们就是这个残障的。
Your personal health and comfort isn't as important as holiness.
你自己的喜乐和你自己的这个健康不如进入永生之重要。
So if your hand or foot or eye causes you to sin, get rid of it.
这里说到，不管是你的手、你的脚还是你的眼睛，引起你犯罪的话，你需要把它取掉。
Now before you get your knife out, Jesus is speaking figuratively.
当然了，耶稣基督这里是用一种形象比喻的手法，而不是是用一种形象比喻的手法。
If you look at the whole of Scripture, he knows that sin comes from the heart, not from the physical body.
If you 这个如果你注意到整个圣经他的教导，他强调说这些罪并不是因为我们肢体的缘故，而是因为从来自于我们的心。
But the message to the disciples is that the eternal kingdom of God is worth any physical price.
所以说我们这个我们作为这个他的门徒，或者我们作为基督徒的话，我们更注意的是我们在天国所被看为有价值的。
And if you don't pay that price, for whatever reason, the price for sin is far too high.
如果你不付那个代价的话，那犯罪的这个代价是太高了。
The word Jesus uses for hell in this case refers to the valley of Hinnom.
这里面耶稣基督用到了一个词，地狱，但他这个地狱指的是在犹太的一个地方叫辛嫩子谷。
You can see it on the bottom of the map, just outside the old city of Jerusalem.
就在那个耶路撒冷城外的有一个地方，在图的这个底部，就是这个叫新嫩子谷。
This was a place of rebellion.
这是一个常常有背叛的地方。
In 2 Chronicles 28, Ahaz and Manasseh, the king, set up altars and sacrificed their children in this valley.
在旧约圣经的历代志下面的第28章里面记载了亚哈斯王和玛西亚，他的儿子玛西亚是怎么通过用孩子献祭来敬拜那些这个假神。
For about 100 years of Israel's history, this was a valley that flowed with blood.
差不多在以色列的历史上，大约有100年长的时间，这个谷用来这个谷是充满了鲜血。
Later on, Isaiah refers to this as the burning place.
那在后来，先知以赛亚把这样一个谷地称为这个燃烧之地。
He says it's where the Assyrian army and those who rebel against God will burn.
他说，这个以赛亚先知是这个引述说，这个亚述人是在那些反叛上帝的亚述人是在这样一个谷地被毁灭的。
As a result, it was cursed by the Jews.
所以呢，这个地方呢是被犹太的祭司们一直来咒诅的。
In Jesus's day, it's the city dump.
那在耶稣这个的时代呢，这个地方就是像一个垃圾场。
And trash was removed in two ways.
垃圾呢是通过两个方法丢到那里去的。
A fire burned day and night to consume combustibles, rags and wood.
一种呢是用整天从早晨到晚上的火来烧那些垃圾。
And worms lived there that ate everything organic, scraps of food or plants.
当然另一类就是有很多不同的虫子在那边吃垃圾。
Not a very nice place.
所以不是一个好很好的地方。
The valley was also unclean, so people who were there couldn't go into the temple to worship.
另外那个谷地呢是非常不洁的，住在那儿的人呢甚至不被允许进入到圣殿里面去敬拜。
Jesus is saying that our sin separates us from God.
耶稣基督说罪使我们与上帝分离。
It puts us in a place of great pain and suffering.
他们罪把我们放在一个痛苦和折磨的地方。
And then he adds that these worms will never die, so it's for eternity that we have this separation.
所以他耶稣基督在这里强调，虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
For those who rebel against God.
就像那对那些对抗神的人。
The curse, Jesus says, isn't on the disabled.It's on those who mock them.
所以耶稣基督说，咒诅不是在那些软弱的人身上，而是在那些不认识神、背叛神的人身上。
It's on all of those who remain in the kingdom of the world.
是所有那些人愿意待在属地的国里。
But Jesus says the kingdom of God is different. It's upside down. It's inside out. It's totally, radically different.
耶稣基督强调说，但是天国是断然的不一样。是跟地上的国决然不同的。
Which brings us to verses 49 and 50.
所以这样就带着我们进到这一章的最后两节，49节和50节。
Which commentators say are two of the hardest verses to interpret in the entire New Testament.
圣经有一些解经家甚至认为这两节经文是整个新约圣经中最难解的经文之一。
But here's what I believe they say.
这是我对这两节经文的理解。
One more slide if you would.Jesus has been talking about the kingdom of God and how different it is than the kingdom of the world.
耶稣在前面的教导一直在谈论天国是如何彻底的不同于属地上的国。
He's been talking about how important it is that we serve others. That's how greatness is defined.
他一直在讨论说服侍他人是多么重要，那这是伟大的含义。
And he ends with a call for sacrifice.
然后他结束这段教导，通过呼召我们要献祭。
Verse
49. 49节。
Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other.
因为必用火当盐腌个人，盐本是好的，若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？你们里头应当有盐，彼此和睦。
First, some history.
在第一世纪的那个历史中
，In Leviticus 2, the Jewish people are told to add salt to all of their grain offerings.
在利未记的第二章里面，那里讲到说，犹太人在献素祭的时候，他们会往里面加盐。
And so salt is directly linked to sacrifice.
所以这里看到盐是与这个献祭直接联系了起来。
But it's a minor element.
当然，这并不是最主要的成分。
It only accompanies the greater grain element of the sacrifice.
它只是伴随于其他素祭中的成分一起来献祭。
So in context, the greater element is our Lord Jesus.
所以在那样一个上下文背景中，更重要的成分是耶稣基督本身。
As Jesus starts to wrap up these thoughts, he makes a very clear statement about the kingdom of God.
当耶稣基督来总结他前面这段教导的时候，他要特别强调。他特别来到这段的下面这段教导。
The kingdom of God requires sacrificial service.
天国是需要献祭般的服侍的。
But recognize Jesus says, I'm not asking you to do anything I haven't done.
但是耶稣基督这里告诉我们说，我并没要求你做一些我还没自己都没有做过的事情。
Your life is the salt, the seasoning.
你的生命就是盐，就是那些调味品。
My life, my body is the main element of the sacrifice.
我自己的身体就是献祭中的最主要的成分。
Second, salt is different in the first century than it is today.
第二个 point, 我的第二个这个点的话，就是说在一世纪的时候，盐和我们今天的盐有很大的不同。
Many of us, our doctors tell us to get less salt in our diets.
今天呢，我们的医生们经常告诉我们，我们要在我们的生活中少吃盐。
And when we go to the store, we buy salt, and it's white and comes in a big blue container.
如果我们今天去到超市买盐的话，那盐非常白，有的时候放在一个蓝色的这样的一个容器里面。
Or we go to Trader Joe's where there's dozens of specialized sea salts.
如果你去到 Trader Joe 的话，你会看到有一些特殊制出来的盐。
But in the first century, salt was critical in the lives of the people.
在第一世纪的时候呢，盐是人们生活中最重要的一个成分。
It preserved food so that they could eat beyond the harvest.
所以盐能帮助他们来保存食物，所以他们在非丰收的期间仍然有东西吃。
Salt was viewed as a perfect element.
所以盐被看成一个非常重要的成分。
Created by two sources that they thought were pure, the sun and the sea.
那它被制成是通过两个非常好的这样的成分或者部分，一个是太阳光，一个是海水。
And in Israel, most salt came from the Dead Sea.
以色列人呢是靠死海里，是靠死海来取盐的。
But it had impurities in it that had to be processed out.
但是从海水直接取盐呢，里面有些不洁的、不干净的东西，他们需要通过一些加工的过程来洁净。
If you processed it properly, it was a great seasoning and had great value.
如果你加工的好的话，它那个味道就很好，而且很有价值。
But if you processed it incorrectly, it was not only tasteless, it tasted bad and had to be thrown out.
如果你加工的过程不好的话，这个盐要么尝起来没有味儿，或者尝起来的味道非常不好。
It had lost its saltiness. It had lost its worth.
它就把它的这个碱性就失去了然后它的价值就不存在了。
Jesus, I think, is saying the kingdom has a process for working out our impurities.
耶稣基督在这里强调我们说，在天国里面仍然就像制盐一样，有这样一个工程来帮助我们改变。
It's called discipleship.
这是叫做门徒训练。
And by it, we learn to live steady under our trials and fires.
所以我们所要经历的这个门徒成长的过程，就是就像盐从不洁变纯。
Follow the process, and you'll grow in the kingdom, says Jesus.
你跟随这样的一个过程，你就在天国里面跟从耶稣基督。
You'll be a preservative for the world around you.
你就成为在这个世界上的保护食物的保护剂、防腐剂。
But ignore it.And you become flavorless. You become worthless in the kingdom of God.
如果你忽视它的话，你可能就成为那个反而是失去味道的。你在天国里面就没有价值。
So not only is salt tied to sacrifice and to preservation, but Jesus makes a third point that it's tied to seasoning.
那除了耶稣基督强调说盐可以成为献祭的一个成分，那他来到的这边的第三点就是说盐能成为加味品。
Have salt in yourself. Be salt.Says Jesus, and season the world around you.
所以这里面说你要保持你的盐的这种咸味儿，然后呢，你能成为世界其他的加味品。
Create a thirst in the world around you for the kingdom of God.
在你周围来帮助人们对天国有渴望。
Sacrificially serve.
献祭式的服侍。
Be an influence to the kingdom today.
成为天国在人当中的一个影响
，especially to the weak and to the broken and to the disabled，
特别是对那些软弱的、那些破碎的和有残障的人。
So I think this passage has asked us some serious questions that we need to reflect on in our last couple of minutes together.
所以耶稣在通过这段经文的教导，给我们提出了一些很严肃和重要的问题，需要我们来反思。
The first question I ask myself: How is my saltiness?
我第一个问我自己的问题就是说，我的那个这个咸味儿还在什么地方
？Am I serious about discipleship that will remove my impurities and make me more useful for the kingdom of God？
我是不是很认真的来思考作为门徒，耶稣基督的门徒，所以我能保持在天国里保持我的这种作为盐的这种咸性。
Am I growing up in my faith, or have I decided I'm as good as I need to be and lost my saltiness?
我是不是一直在属灵中有这样的成长？所以我经常呢会担心我的这个咸味不会失去。
Am I tasteless for the kingdom of God?
我是不是会流失为无味的盐，就在天国里面没有价值？
Another question I think we ask is, what am I really sacrificing for the kingdom of God?
另外一个问题就是说，我们为天国真正的是在牺牲什么，或我们献了什么样的祭？
I share this story not to brag, but just to let you know what this passage is saying to me.
我跟大家分享这个故事，并不是在吹嘘我自己，我只是想用它来说明这段经文的意思。
Since my wife and I got married, we have always been people who tithe to our church.
自从我和我妻子结婚以来，我们一直是在教会里面做十一奉献。
But I'm struggling with the idea of I have so much, am I really sacrificing?
但是我有的时候就会想到说，实际上我还有很多哎，我是真正的在献祭吗
？My refrigerator in my closet is full。
我家的冰箱永远是满的，我的那个卧室的那个房间里面衣服也永远是不缺的。
And I don't think that God necessarily wants us to give everything away。
当然，我并不认为耶稣基督的心意就是让我们把我们所有的东西都给出去。
But I don't want to become so comfortable I forget what it means to sacrifice for the kingdom of God.
但是我担心的是说，我总不想过着一个太舒适的生活，所以我忘记了耶稣基督关于献祭的教导。
Then the last question I ask myself about this passage, how do I really serve the weak, the broken, the little ones?
那最后一个问题，我在问自己，介于这段经文的学习，我如何能服侍那些软弱的、有需要的，甚至有残障的？
I spend time with my friends. I help them when they're hurting.
我会去帮助我周围的朋友，特别是在他们受伤害的时候。
But do I really help those who have no ability to give back?
我也帮助那些似乎没有能力来反馈的人。
Now please remember, our God is a God of grace.
我们必须记住，我们的神是有恩典的神。
We don't do these things to try and earn His favor.
我们并不是做这些事情是需要获得神的认可。
Nothing we do can cause Jesus to love us more or love us less.
我们所做的一切不会让耶稣基督爱我们更多。
So please don't feel guilty this morning.
所以我说这些不是让你觉得很内疚。
But we do need to seriously consider these questions of how we live as seasoning in the world.
那我们必须通过这段经文的学习来认真的思考。我们怎么过一个在属世的生活中是调味品
？Are we like the crowd that hangs around Jesus as long as miracles are happening？
我们是像那些会众吗？当耶稣基督行神迹的时候，他们就来到耶稣周围，聚集在他身边。
It's good when people are being healed and we're being fed fish and bread。
当然，我们说当耶稣基督通过行神迹医治和并且五饼二鱼喂饱人的时候，是很好的时候。
But when the words get hard。
当这个 the word of
words，
当耶稣基督的这个教导变成对我们来说很严厉的时候
，the world view gets countercultural。
那么世界上的这些观点就似乎是一种反文化。
Where we're told to move forward means to kneel down。
我们被告诉是往前行的时候，就意味着我们耶稣基督教导我们要跪下来。
To rise up means to sacrifice。
上升是意味着我们要献祭。
Do we walk away?
我们要从这样的教导中走开吗
？Do we half-heartedly follow him and lose our saltiness?
我们只是用我们一半的这样的心，而不是全心全意的来跟随他，来保持我们的碱性。
Or do we say, "Where else shall we go? Because you, Jesus, have the words of life."
还是说，主啊，我们要跟随你，因为你有这世界的真理。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we acknowledge we don't know everything there is to know about the kingdom of God.
主啊，我们向您请求，我们对你在天国中的教导，我们知道的还太少。
We know that it's so very different than the kingdom that we live in here on earth.
主啊，我们所活的这个世界，跟你所告诉我们、教导我们的天国是何等的差别。
And may your Holy Spirit keep speaking to our hearts so we can understand more about your kingdom.
我们求你的圣灵不断地继续地向我们讲话，所以我们能理解你天国的真道。
Father, help us be tender with those who are weak and little.
主要帮助我们有一颗温柔的心对待那些软弱的和需要的。
Help us to be tough on ourselves as we look at how we're following discipleship.
那主啊，你也帮助我们对我们自己去严格的要求，来经常思考我们怎么学习做你的门徒。
Father, may we season the world around us.
主啊，我们就成为这个世界的加味品。
As we draw closer to you,
当我们希望来亲近你的时候
，Never let us walk away.
不要让我们 走开。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.